Folks, the troops on the ground in Iraq have their own opinions about how that war is being fought. On my old show, the Mark Maron Show, I built a relationship with a very outspoken soldier. He has worked in the area of recruiting. He's worked as an ethics trainer. He's here with us now to discuss what went wrong or what is going wrong with America's strategy in Iraq. Nice to talk with you again, Army Lieutenant Ronnie Rudolph. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Mr. Maron. It's good to talk to you as well.
Well, listen, Lieutenant, a lot of people are starting to refer to the war in Iraq as a civil war. What is your take on that? Do you believe that?
Well, I mean, I think since the situation here has been declared a civil war, then, you know, I've decided to stop fighting personally. Because it's like a husband-wife argument now. They don't need me being a nosy neighbor. Especially if I, like a good neighbor, want to borrow things from them later, you know, like sugar and stuff. Because Iraq's having a little squabble, so I should just go home now so I'm not in the way when they start having makeup sex.
Well, makeup sex is a very optimistic thing. I've never heard anyone refer to the possible future of what is going on in Iraq as there's a potential for makeup sex. I'm going to take that as a positive thing. Now, from all indications, there's no set timetable for you guys to come home. You might be there a little while longer, maybe a long time, which I think is terrible. But how do you feel about it?
I don't think we can win.
Really?
Yeah, because, Mr. Maron, we haven't won the hearts and minds of the Iraqis. I mean, there's not enough America here. And I'm not just talking about the lack of soldiers. It's time the private sector got involved. I mean, we need, like, Baby Gap and Apple stores and Lowe's movie theaters and fast food joints, you know?
Yeah.
Like, maybe, you know, like, movie theaters, like, because if the Iraqis could see how they were portrayed in movies, they might stop fighting us because they look kind of silly in the movies. You know, plus we got the special effects ability to win wars in the movies, and it's only a matter of time before we do it for real.
Wait, so let me get this straight, Lieutenant Rudolph. You're saying that Iraqis will change their ways to look better in our movies so we portray them differently? I mean, I don't think that movies and fast food are really the answer, I have to tell you.
Fast food and movies are the one thing in America that we do well, because we're certainly not the number one superpower in the world. That's China. And they have KFC and McDonald's and all those great kung fu movies and that Jackie Chan dude. I mean, who doesn't enjoy an occasional Carl's Jr. Philly cheese steak burger or a Wendy's triple? Personally, I love watching a Star Wars movie. And what we don't realize is that these are secret weapons. This is our Death Star. I mean, look at Americans. They're all obese and apathetic and have ADD. We should bring that to Iraq. Slow these guys down, make a few dollars in the process.
I'm starting to understand your angle, and I think it's very interesting.
We should get porn and titty bars, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, just slow them down, get their minds off all that crazy religious stuff and political stuff. We need to shock them out with burgers and boobies. Get them all fat, bloated on McRib and buckets of chicken.
Yeah,
McDonald's could do even, like, the regional stuff. Like, you know, we got McRib, you know, they do McKebab or McTabbouleh or something like that. Because these folks, they're all too energetic. You know, they yelling and jumping and just shouting all the time. Maybe if they're a little fat and lazy, they'd be too tired to call us fat and lazy, and we could finally take over this place. Spread democracy.
Okay, so Representative Rangel, you know we're going to run out of time here in a minute, but what do you think the draft is a good idea?
No, I'm against the draft because I'm fed up. We've tried recruiting soldiers with fancy ads, video games, candy. It's not working. All right, we lowered the standards, let in high school dropouts, felons, drug addicts, retards. We let in retards and still nothing. They don't want us. We basically told people, hey, we're here, we're easy, nobody wants to get with us. Well, you know what? The Army's not desperate, all right? Yeah, we've shoved our boobs in the face of America, but America's not interested. So I guess, you know, America must be gay or something.
All right. Well, that's interesting. We got to go, Lieutenant. So you're saying the Army's playing hard to get, and I appreciate that. But thanks for joining us, Lieutenant Ronnie Rudolph. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you, Mr. Maron, and seriously, you should really think about coming into the Army.
All right, we'll be right back.